think Ashley's about to have a nervous breakdown.
Oh, nervous breakdown. I like this.
This is her last show as an unmarried woman, by the way.
Hooray!
Dead man walking.
Woo! Hey!
That was for Eric.
Run, Eric, run!
Tomorrow, Alyssa Goji will be in for her. And then when we return from vacation, she'll be in for Ashley for a week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good crazy.
I appreciate it.
There was, you know, there's a big to-do if you're attending Ashley's wedding. You have to take a COVID test.
Right.
You have to take a picture of the test
right.
with your name on it and send it in by tomorrow.
Right.
It's a thing.
By 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Not going to lie.
There's
a
deadline. 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. 5 p.m.
5 p.m. 5:01, you're out. You're out.
AJ, take your test at 4:45 and have it be one of those that takes 20 minutes to get the result.
No.
Sorry, I'm still waiting for the result.
Right. It says here I'm pregnant.
They're very concerned with that. And, you know, they have some family members that are concerned.
Right.
So you have to take care of family members.
Right.
This has to be a good event for everyone.
There's 90-year-old Nana.
It has to be a safe event.
Right.
So in walks Alyssa to train today.
Yes.
I'll let Ashley pick it up from here.
So my stomach is just not where it's supposed to be. You know, like, I don't know if I'm gonna vomit or poop or I just don't feel.
Maybe you have COVID.
You're gonna poop, then Alyssa, don't sit behind her.
Be careful.
She's gonna squid.
The nervousness in my soul is at another level.
In your soul,
my soul.
I don't have any gaskets left to burst.
Oh, so they're all popped.
Plenty of gas.
So now
gaskets.
In your soul.
Right.
There are people that tested positive that are still trying to come to the wedding. And I'm like, this is the point of what we're doing here. What do you want?
How many?
A lot. More than...
A lot.
More than you would think.
So what do you do with them? Out of curiosity.
Well, that's the point. They can't... I'm sorry.
So you already paid for them?
Yes.
So you got to hand you back a reimbursement check.
Well, we knew this was a possibility. If you're positive, I mean, what do you... You can't. You can't come.
Right.
I love you. I love you and will miss you, but you can't come.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Oh. So if you're positive,
and you were upset
come,
because three people bailed at the last minute.
Right.
Yes, but they didn't test positive. They were just like, meh, I can't come. Meh,
right.
Sorry.
Right. They were positive. They didn't want to go.
I'm just going to speak in sound effects today. That's
yeah, what a way to get their message across.
Right.
Meh.
What are you, a dolphin?
I just not feeling right.
Okay.
So I dealt with all of this last night, and I'm still like stressed.
How many? Can you give me an idea?
Six-ish, five-ish.
Wow. Okay, so you're close to 10 people.
Yes.
All right, you're still under 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm feeling very stressed.
You knew this when you said test for COVID.
You're
going to lose people.
You're looking.
Oh, the problem with these people is they still want to go.
Right.
Right.
And
right.
I feel like...
Do you like these people?
But they have the outs.
I love these people.
Wow.
Are these people in listening range?
Let's hope not.
Okay.
All these people got money?
You don't know where they live?
No, I do.
Are they in Connecticut?
Well, PLR reaches everywhere, so yes.
They are. Fox on the other end.
Right, exactly.
They're Connecticut's.
Right.
Okay.
They're a little bunch of nutmeggers.
So... I'm dealing with all of this stress last night. Went to the venue, dropped off everything.
Uh-huh.
And then my good friend Alyssa Goji comes in congested this morning. And I'm like, what is happening?
Excuse me. You just blew up my spot.
Oh, gosh.
This is live. I have allergies.
It's allergies.
I've been like this for literally a month. It's allergies. I have fibromyalgia. When the weather changes, I die.
You're not going to be the writer like you read May?
I'll go back. Okay, Ash, I'll go home.
No, it's just allergies. We're good.
I'll go home. It's okay.
We're good. My wedding's in 2 days.
You know what's interesting is I was talking to Jennifer about this last night.
Yeah.
Like, is this really a thing? Because I am not going to be near her grandmother.
No.
And I'll probably just wave to her mother because I know she's sensitive.
Yeah.
There won't be a hug there.
Right.
I'm just going to say hi from a distance.
I was saying eat and run.
But Ashley's going to be near her mother and her grandmother more than anyone else.
Right.
And if she tests positive, are you not going?
I can't.
Yes, you can.
Not what? Not if I test positive.
It's not true. You can still go.
You just what? You can just put a bag over your face.
Vitamin C that morning.
Put a bag over your face. Yes, and tie the neck part
right,
tight.
Exactly, right, right. So we can still see your face.
Just so you can't breathe, and that's perfect.
Her last word was, I do. She went down married. At least she died married.
Is there a plan for you testing positive?
Nope, nope, nope.
There's no plan.
Nope, there's no plan. So we're just
what if Eric tests positive?
Have you tested?
I have not tested yet.
Are you going to?
Of course.
Yeah, because you have to go to the wedding.
Yes.
To go to the wedding by 5 p.m.
Don't.
Do not.
Don't do not. I missed something.
Would you like to use a microphone?
I'm using double negatives.
We have this box that we put AJ in.
Yes.
Once a year.
Right.
It's a plexiglass box.
Right.
I thought if I, you know, failed and came out positive, we would just put me in that box and I could, you'd put it right up at the table.
Like the Pope-mobile.
That's perfect. We'll put wheels on it.
Just watch out for the heater.
It has no floor. It has no real floor, though. That's a problem.
All right. There's another good song. Roll right. My box out on the dance floor.
Right.
Roll my box out.
I love everybody in my life. No, I love everybody in my life. I do. I
no,
do.
You don't.
I do. I love yeah, everybody.
Nobody loves everybody. Let's just start with
there's a few scumbags
let's
in there.
Let Ground Zero be honesty.
Everybody I'm looking at.
Because everything else is a fake.
I love.
You don't.
I do. I can't see Phil, but I also love
him. Oh, everybody here in the here?
He's mad.
What are you talking about?
Seriously?
Just in general.
Like, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Why you're never going to listen right now?
So Ashley walks in and goes bonkers during the break. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Anxiety.
Alyssa's congested.
And full it's anxiety attack.
It's wedding stress.
Yes.
Yep. Right.
Alyssa, you want to come in here?
She's ready to squid.
No. Where am I coming?
Come and join us.
Yeah, come play with us. Come play with us.
Yeah. The last thing I need is to give her more stress.
Yeah, no, not now.
I have my stresses built.
You have too much wedding stress now.
You shouldn't be touching some of that for you. You shouldn't be touching your face, by the way. If you touch anything that maybe even Alyssa didn't touch, oh, you got to bring your headphones.
Ashley,
I'm sorry.
You should, yeah, go in there. Get your headphones.
Right.
Give Ashley a hug.
Cough a couple of times. In her direction.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, they're over here. Yeah.
Right. There you go. See?
There you go.
Hip stress. It's awesome. You got to read it right at me.
When Alyssa arrived, her headphones didn't work immediately, and Ashley came running in like, I'm sorry, I don't know. I was just like, okay, so any minor inconvenience today, it's just going to be, I just need help. I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't have words. I don't have my
actually,
brain.
I almost texted you last night because I knew you were going to freak out. But guess what? If I wasn't here, what would you do?
I'm just going to vomit. Will that fix everything?
I have, smell the room up.
I have an autoimmune disorder, and when the weather changes, this is what happens.
I believe you.
I've been sick for literally like a month.
I believe you.
It's not.
When's the last time you took a COVID test?
Last week.
You did? Wow, look at you.
I did.
How'd that come out?
You bored her?
It was negative.
I was bored.
My girlfriend took one. It was negative.
Nice.
We were both feeling.
No, she was responsible. I appreciate you. Everything's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Ashley,
you know,
did
when
I
you're
you
like, you're freaking out and say, everything's going to be fine. Who was it Kevin Bacon in Animal House?
That's me. Yeah. That's my line.
All is well. Right.
All is well.
Everything's fine.
I'm thinking, with a chick, Tracy Chapman.
You are not convincing.
Everything's fine.
I
not Tracy Chapman, but I know who you mean.
Whatever, something like that.
I caused you stress. I cannot even believe it.
Alyssa, I love you. I'm very stressed out.
Added. Love you, too. You didn't cause
it. Well, you know
you
what?
You added.
I haven't slept in 9 days, all right? I'm here for you.
Why does Ashley sound stuffed up right now?
I was drinking. What's in there?
But I love this COVID policy because if the bride tests positive...
You can't go.
I can't be a hypocrite.
You have to do it.
Ashley, do not test.
She'll do a Zoom thing.
But you got to have a plan for that.
She'll sit in their wedding dress in front of a computer screen and then roll the computer to the front.
Get a big TV screen.
Right.
Eric will have to kiss the screen. You'll be fine.
Can't text. I mean, you can't test. You cannot. It's just, take a Valium. I should have brought you my Valium.
Can I have the bottle?
We were going to have Trapper Don talk about rabies and raccoons and, man, I just think
things are rampant as it is here in the studio.
Rabid. This person in a monkey cage is way more entertaining.
We quarantine her. We should probably cut off her head and run some tests.
Ashley has rabies now.
I can see she's foaming.
AJ in the morning. A couple of things going on. Ashley's getting married Saturday.
Right.
Yay. Everyone's taking COVID tests if you're attending the wedding.
Right.
And some folks are testing positive and can't go but still want to go.
Yep.
And then Alyssa comes in to train because Ashley will be out.
Yes.
And she's congested. So Ashley's like, she can't even form words, let alone put them together in a sentence.
Thanks a lot, Alyssa.
I knew it was, I was stressed all day yesterday because of this. I knew she'd be like this.
Yes.
Ashley, I have a wedding gift for you in my purse if you'd like to open
it. It's called COVID.
I know!
You just gave her the wedding gift of all wedding gifts.
It's a used Kleenex.
She's not even going to open it.
That's funny. Typically, wedding gifts are forgotten. This one will be remembered forever.
This one will be. This is the one that did it. In my congestion.
You are so sweet and beautiful. I do love you very much.
It's a bag
of used... I love you too, but I'm very sorry to make you stressed. I don't. That's like my biggest pet peeve, making someone stressed.
No. It's,
do you love someone after like being with them 5 or 6 times?
Yeah.
Or do you like them a lot?
Chaz,
heavy
it's
like.
Love.
Okay.
Heavy like.
Right. It was love at first sight.
It was. It's love.
Okay.
I love Phil. You don't love Phil? Well, you love Phil.
I've known
Phil
for over 10 years.
In a manly way, though. You know.
I love Phil in a strictly lesbian way. I love Phil.
Since 2009, so 13 years.
Me too.
13 years.
Wow, it's been that long,
that's
huh?
True.
I mean, yeah, wait.
I'm paranoid.
Good morning.
Hey. Morning, Trevor Dunn.
So,
good morning, everyone.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about rabies and raccoons.
How you feeling today? Good.
Do I need shots?
She is a little rabid.
Yes.
She definitely is.
Probably needs trapper. A trank or something.
Seriously. Yeah. Right, with a tranquilizer gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Trevor Dunn, yep, like a tranquilizer gun.
No, they wouldn't give me one. I asked them 1 year ago, and they said, nope, don't even ask.
They say, nope. You're just going to use this on yourself.
I need one to sleep, for sure.
Well. Sounds like the right decision.
Well, I could probably find you some good stuff to sleep, but tranquilizer gun? Nope.
Trapper Dunn. Send you my address.
I'll
what,
be
about,
honest.
What about like a trap for Eric to make sure he doesn't get away? Some kind of leg trap.
Yeah, but
we don't want him to be hurt, injured. We don't want any marks on his skin just so he can't get away.
He'll chew it off.
I got some big cage traps. Yeah, we could stick him in a cage trap. He won't go anywhere. You just got to feed him once a day. A little water here and there, you know.
Okay. Feed him right. Once. Well, just what, once a
that's
day.
That's what she does now.
I was talking to Trapper Don last night. He's coming to the Stand Up for Vets.
Oh, nice.
On Friday.
Very cool. Very cool.
Lovely lady.
So nice.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, good.
Be nice to see you, sir.
Good.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for inviting us, you know.
I didn't realize that your dad was in World War II.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had actually four uncles and my dad, and one of my uncles, Robert Dandelski, he actually was on Normandy Beach and survived. Stormed
wow.
the beach.
Oh, nice.
That's incredible.
Nuts.
That's heroic.
Wow.
Yeah, and my dad was airborne. I had one uncle, my Uncle Irving, and they were all brothers. Was in the Navy, and the oldest one, Uncle Emil, was in the Army. I'm not sure exactly what he did, but yeah, four brothers.
That's
yep.
a family of service.
Seriously.
Which one was airborne?
Yeah. My dad.
Wow.
He was
that's
in,
badass.
Think,
and listen, germs.
It's wild enough to jump out of a plane at night where it just, I'm going to land in enemy territory.
Yeah.
In an active.
They're going to shoot some of us.
Right.
But. Some of us will make it on the ground. Those who make it and still alive, now we're going to fight.
Hit the ground shooting.
That's just, nuts. Come on.
Yeah, they would like to go down with the guns and arms.
That is not a person who gets wigged out before a wedding.
No, not at all, no.
Look at Ashley right now. She literally.
Still touching her face.
Mark the time, the still, grab a still of her eyeballs.
Yes.
They're touching
my God.
The glass.
I've never seen eyeballs bigger on a human being ever.
All it's missing is a sound.
It was literally when you see those cartoons where the eyes go, wow.
Yes. Yeah. Making my IBS
please.
Flare up.
Get that still.
We just need to record any interaction if you walk into that studio. We had a traffic report called in, so I went to share the information with her, and she just went, what? 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 She told me she was
gonna,
oh, my God.
She told me she was going to throw up.
I feel like it.
Oh, Ash, you should. You'll feel better.
Yes.
You're okay, right?
I'm totally fine.
Like, we're having fun, right? I can't tell.
I have no idea.
You ever have your woman cry and you're like, are these happy tears or like,
oh yeah.
I have no idea
what to do right now.
You're just staring like this.
I was giving her a look like, can I come in there and give you this?
Laughing fine or you're like scared fine?
No, like she would snap.
How do you think I feel? I was in there with her just staring in silence because I didn't know what to do.
Are you like cracking right now? Is this all of the stress of like the last couple of years all just coming to a point and going?
I think I need to let it out some way. So if it's not tears, it's something else, and that's more unpleasant. So tears are better.
Well, that's why you're in the room by yourself.
Tears of joy, right?
You're so happy. I'm going to leave you in there, Ash. Okay. You're staying in there.
You know, like the kettle on your stove when the tea's ready. It just
yeah.
Yeah, but was that?
Yeah, but that steam comes out slowly, and then it goes to a whistle. This was more of a pop.
Yeah, where's it coming out from? The back?
This was you were fine, and then all of a sudden.
Alexa! Ashley, I can't believe I did this.
No, you did not.
Oh, my God.
See, at least she was friendly with you on this one. I mean, I got the riot act read to me when I did it.
It's like when you leave a baked potato in the microwave too long.
Did we still have
all
that?
All of a sudden, just...
Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, ages this happened. He said, do you think she'll read Alyssa the riot act like she did to me?
Like I got,
here.
Yeah.
I'm staying over here.
I know we have that somewhere.
The men are speaking in here. I'm staying in here. This is the boys' club. You're okay. I'm fine.
Are you asking or telling me?
Is it the boys' club? We're just asking questions.
Yeah, really.
So
yeah.
I'm joking because I'm a lesbian, so I fit in.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
There we go.
We all dig chicks.
Yeah. We all love women.
Yes.
I love women, just not in the same way.
All right, well, that doesn't count.
What about women who may give you COVID right before the wedding?
Jazz, I have such bad OCD. Please.
Right now, Trevor.
Speak this into existence.
Trevor Don's like, this is turning me on.
I know. He's ready. Where's my tranquilizer?
I forgot he was there.
I think Ashley would prefer the rabies at this point.
I think she would, too. You could still go to a wedding with that.
I used to have to call 1-900 number for this.
Bring me a trank tomorrow, Trapper Don. What I want.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
Wow.
Can you drive one over right now?
We're going to meet Alyssa's parents tomorrow at the
yes.
Comedy.
Oh,
cool. Very cool.
I'm very
excited about this.
Ashley, I met them. Ashley, they're wonderful people.
Did you take a test for us, too?
I think you're wonderful.
Where did you meet them?
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I had a few...
Beverginos.
And Alyssa and her wonderful family walk in, and I stand up and go... That's goatee!
Literally, just like that.
I walk over, the entire restaurant turns, looks at me like I'm crazy.
Which restaurant?
Gabriel's.
Gabriel's, yeah.
Where's that?
On the Post Road.
Post Road, it's so good.
Oh, nice.
So good.
And yeah. I got to meet her sister,
yeah.
And her parents.
You met everyone. My grandma, my little Graham.
They're wonderful people.
They love you. Mm. They love you. And I met your family, and they were so kind.
Yes.
Yeah, they were so nice. Oh. It's like the same thing.
It's like family.
Nice little
family.
Italian family.
Right. Welcome to Family Meet.
Yeah. All right, well, Trapper Don, thanks for coming on.
Yes. Thank you for getting up, bro, for no reason.
Thanks, Trapper. I'm so sorry.
Hey, no problem. No problem, everybody. I'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Yes, man.
All right.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You. I just took a bite of food. I apologize. I thought I had more time. Excuse me.
Ashley is spreading.
Here, talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, feel free. Yeah, so right now I'm watching you chew, and now he's reaching for some coffee to swallow it down. Was it any good? What'd you have? Any good?
Was it worth it?
Looks good.
Talk amongst yourselves. Start asking him questions.
Right. He's amongst ourselves.
Yeah, great job.
I really appreciate that, Phil.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. So we know how Ashley sounds.
Yes.
Yep. Ping, ping, pong, pong, bing, bing.
Yep. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Right.
Ashley's getting married in a couple of days.
Right.
To this guy, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Congratulations. We have audio of you from last night.
Yeah, record at the shed.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Well, he sounds very relaxed.
So he sounds cute. Medicated. Yeah. He sounds medicated.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a much better person than I am. So. Yeah. I'm marrying up.
Oh, he's
no.
This is his toughest fight yet.
There you go.
Yep.
So what's going on?
Nothing. What have you been doing this week? What is your week? What is your to-do list been?
All right. So, yeah, work's a little crazy, you know, because we're going away for 2 weeks, but. And then it's come home, and I just, Ashley, what do you want me to do today?
Because,
you know, it's...
do you ask, or does she hand you a list?
No, she just starts yelling at me because I'm not doing anything, so then I say, okay.
Oh, wow. So you're totally ready.
But then, you know what's funny? And like, we've all been through, this isn't, let's not just put this on her. Like,
right, we've
all been through it.
No.
And then we do it, and it's like, why'd you do it that way? It's like, why don't you just do it? Because you're going to do it exactly the way you want it. Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll save time.
Right.
You won't have to undo what I just did. I won't have to do it in the first place.
Just say you wanted to be a rebel. I wanted to be a rebel. Do it my way. That's right.
I tried helping out this past weekend with something, a task, and immediately it was vetoed and fired. So
wow, you sound broken already.
What was the?
She's very calm.
What was the task, Ashley? Yeah. Do you know what he's talking about?
It was a name tags task.
Name tags.
You know, the name tags for when people the table tags.
Seems pretty simple.
Yeah, it seems so, but no.
Not the way she wanted it done.
Not simple. Very much not simple.
Very much not simple.
No, it's been good, though.
You know what's great is that guys know going into this, all right, I'm going to show up in a tux.
Yeah.
Tell me the date.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's...
yeah, we're like an Uber.
Any other involvement, then...
We're like an Uber. What time to be there? How long am I going
to
be there?
Do you even need me, or do you want a better-looking guy to stand there just for the pictures?
Exactly right. Right.
I'll see you at the house when it's all over.
I'll be having a beer, mind the way.
Mm.
I asked her if we have to take photos after the wedding because I want to have some cocktails, you know.
Right.
Want
to lose the tie and the jacket, yep.
Eric, I think you've earned them at this point.
Yeah.
I would start now.
So what was your thought? You know, it's like you're now husband and wife. And then you're like, let's go crack some beers. Let's go have a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, do some funnels.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Couple shots, maybe, you know.
Yeah, right. At least a shot. Like we got.
Yeah,
we can do a shot.
Yeah,
we can do a shot. All right,
but
all
we
right.
got to take photos. All the photos. Oh.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, so when they come out, I'm not throwing rice, throwing nips at them.
I'll take it.
Ping, pong, ping, pong. Ping.
I'll have a black eye for my honeymoon, but
I got it right in the tooth. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
It'll be a good time, though.
It's
going to be a great
Ashley
time.
And her parents, they put a lot of thought and effort into it. It's going to be an awesome time.
Wow.
I love this man.
What a nice man.
He's reading what you wrote.
What a good
First
man.
Of all, didn't we know he was going to be this easygoing?
Definitely.
When he said he would go to Disney and wear a stupid T-shirt and run around to some crazy schedule with a mom and a clipboard yelling out orders. Yeah. Didn't we already know? Like, didn't he already pass this test?
It's that okay, Mom. I'll eat whatever you order for me. It's all right.
No. That must be the test to get into this family. Let's bring him to Disney. Let's see if they, you know, they comply. And then they get, that's the hurdle. They get past it.
I saw the same movie. You removed that red object from inside your nose and you can't track you anymore.
When we went to Disney, they didn't make me, but I was cool. There's a picture of, we had to wear those, not stupid, but those little hats with the Mr. and Mrs. bunnies on top.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
Oh, my God. This friggin' guy.
Bunnies? No, no. Mouse.
Yeah. This guy.
Every time I think bunnies. He can't get any better,
bunnies.
It's like, wow, there was another level of humiliation
that we didn't even
endure.
Yeah.
A former MMA fighter. It's like you're wearing mouse ears.
Right.
Yeah.
We just heard him get mounted and stuffed.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Eric, that should be your picture. Like, if you're on, like, one of those MMA sites, that should be the image that when they click on your profile, it's you in the mouse ears.
Yeah, and you come out into the ring, too. It's a small world. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, by that point, you're ready to kill somebody in that ring.
My opponent would knock himself out.
Right. He just He just round kicked himself in the face.
I'm tapping out.
He's choking himself out. I don't know. I've never seen this before in my life.
Was there anything during the course of the planning that you said, nah, I'm putting my foot down on this one?
There was actually. What did I say? What was it? There wasn't much. Oh, well, I wasn't Catholic. I was Protestant. So I just didn't feel comfortable with a priest doing our
I gotcha.
Right, so you can fill us there.
Yeah. Oh, definitely not a priest.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Phil is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Phil is. He's a fill-in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an easy one, though. That's like totally get it.
Yeah. Right. Of course.
Right. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And Phil's going to do an awesome job.
You got the best.
The best.
We're honest, man.
I'm
going to
spend all Friday afternoon writing it, so it'll be done.
That's not funny, Phil.
Wow, all Friday.
That's not funny.
You'll be out in the car in the parking lot.
Yeah, right on the way.
Yeah, I'll give you the best ceremony that my 90 minutes can buy.
Nice.
Eric's like, I'm in. Great. Yeah.
I'm in, man.
Well, you know, I don't know if I should say this on the air, but one of the things that Ashley said that she had a little static with you on is that you wanted to go and just kind of wing the vows, and she wanted you to write them.
She was going to wing you.
No, it's got to be
from the heart.
You can make it from the heart to your pen and paper and then aloud. It'll be fine.
I've been known to wing it sometimes. I can wing it pretty good.
There you go, see?
Babe, you have to write them. You have to.
No,
he doesn't want to.
Have a couple of drinks first and then just say it from the heart.
Yeah, I think this is an area that he should have.
If he does it from the heart.
Say over what he says.
He can say a lot. I was going to say whatever he wants, but that's not true.
You know what would be funny? You know what would be funny? No one ever burps out the vows.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I love you very much, and I can't wait to be with you.
He chuck.
Is he burping?
And I swear to God, I'm going to be the best person you've ever had.
Like Rob Zombie. That's great.
Just burp out the vows.
I maybe shouldn't say it from the heart after some of these planning nights we've had, so I might make it
I love you, too.
Write him down.
Your heart or your liver?
No, but you know what? I thought about that, and I thought, well, he doesn't want to be – he wants to wing it. And, you know, for a lot of people, public speaking is terrifying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for a guy who's walked into a ring – to look across the ring and say, we are now going to fight in front of people.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, winging it at a wedding is nothing. You have to have a lot of balls to walk in a ring and say, let's fight.
Right. That's why we're coming.
I can see my age. Like, this is nothing.
Right.
I can wing it.
I'm a little more nerve-wracking for this than the fights, but, you know.
Well, you can't train for a wedding. This kind of happens.
Yeah.
Wear your cup, though.
Yeah.
She may make it look like an accident.
Yeah, the mouth guard might not be a bad choice either.
I'm sorry. I sneezed, my knee came up. How? That hurt.
It's a weird reaction I have.
The rest of his family dogs can hear. Every dog's head tilted.
If random dogs showed up at our ceremony, that would make my day.
Not you.
He's going to write them. I'm going to write them. We're both going to have them written, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great, though.
The weather's going to be nice. It's going to be outside.
Oh, gosh.
You sound crazy.
She's convincing us.
She does sound like someone strapped to a bed right now.
He wants to wing it. He loves you.
Well, the good thing is straight jackets are white. She can wear one of those.
I think when someone says wing it, I think they know the talking points.
Right.
Yeah. I can't wing it. That freaks me out.
So you're going to turn this guy into someone who can deliver this beautifully to someone who is... Ashley, I want you to know. Don't bang this out of him.
He wants to tell us something that he's wanted to tell her for years. He's kept inside. You suck at making broccoli. Your broccoli casserole sucks.
I also bought little leather-bound books. Oh, so not only does he have to write the vows, he has to write it in that book.
Yep.
Yep. So great. You know?
Yeah.
You know, we can keep her busy. You can run. Just give us 15 Mississippis. Hit the ground running.
15 Mississippis.
One Mississippi. Go!
All right.
Phil, did you dig up that clip?
We have, Eric, a little audio of what was going on an hour ago.
She told me she was going to throw up.
I feel like it.
Oh, Ash, you should. You'll feel better.
Yes.
You're okay, right?
I'm totally fine.
Make that 30 Mississippis.
Yeah, I cracked under the pressure. It was bad.
I'll hold the door. Just go.
Poor woman.
It was legit.
Just a Thursday.